Leading off with the big story of the day, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and team.
The offensive line is led by senior tackle Tyler Palumbis. He's really good at being offensive. He offends just about everyone, all the time.
Let it rip. Let it fly.
Unlimited. Oh, my God.
Man, you walking in the crib and everything.
What?
You.
What?
You. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. I can't even look at you.
I know. Let me just read an update from the Aurora Police Department.
Mm.
Before we just get going.
It's not
going
to create any sympathy for me.
I just want to, perhaps not sympathy, but perhaps context.
Mm.
Let me go here. And then I'm going to read something from my buddy Kyle Clark. Aurora Police Department. Update. This is 27 minutes ago.
Okay.
In-N-Out Burger is now at a 12-hour wait.
Wow, that's long. You should have gotten up early.
I repeat, 12 hours. Traffic is significantly impacted in the area surrounding the mall. They will close before you get to the window, most likely, which is about 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, many other local eateries do not have a wait. Hint, hint. And my guy, Kyle Clark from 9 News, points out, Syracuse. It's only 7 hours and 43 minutes from Aurora to In-N-Out in Orem, Utah.
Okay.
So you could literally get in your car and drive to Orem, Utah and have In-N-Out quicker than you could in Aurora.
Oh, it sounds like there were a lot of options for you to get me fed today. A lot of options. You could have done a lot of things. You could have set the alarm early. You could have gotten up. You could have driven to Utah. You could have driven to
Vegas.
You could have done a lot of things. I mean, am I supposed to have sympathy for you that you did not pay off our bet, the dumb bet that you asked for? Yes, the entire premise of it was that you were going to sit in line opening day.
Which I did.
And like a dum-dum, you run out of gas.
Now that...
I'm supposed to have sympathy for your lack of preparation?
That was my Vic Fangio bet payment moment of the day. And what's funny about that is you'd say, oh, what are the issues with waiting in a 12-hour line? And I was told at the time, when I was there, it was going to be about 5 hours, which would have made it close to me making the show or not.
Okay.
But I looked at it, and I'm like, because I got there right around 10 o'clock, and I was like, 5 hours. I'm like, all right, I think I can actually do this. You know, I mean, I actually did bring a little snack, which was helpful. Mm-hmm. I was in the line. See, I saw a picture of the line. And the photo must have been taken earlier, because if you look at the picture, which went wrapped around the Aurora Mall,
yes,
there was actually kind of a parking lot 3/4 away around the mall that they were lining vehicles up in. And when I looked at the overhead helicopter picture, there was only one line. Well, by the time I got there in a huge parking lot, I was in the sixth line, and then there were four lines next to me. Are you following me here?
Sure.
I mean, I am talking bumper to bumper with four rows of cars to my right, six rows of cars to my left, or five rows of cars to my left. That's what I was in the middle of.
Yes.
And even with that, I was like, I'm all right. You know, I can watch a little video. I can get on the conference calls because I'm not allowed to go to the facility. So I can be on the conference calls. We got our you know, business that we do in the morning in terms of show stuff. I mean, and I was like, oh, boy, what if, you know, you got to go? Well, it wouldn't have been great. It wouldn't have been my first choice, but I had a bottle. I had a bottle that I could have used. There were no bathrooms. No bathrooms nearby.
So
I was ready.
You have no excuses whatsoever.
Hold on, let me just finish the story. So I'm looking at myself and I'm ready for the long haul. Even talked to Richie and Kevin about maybe we can bring a broadcast unit down to the vehicle.
We had a plan.
I know.
And then you just jumped ship on the entire plan.
And as the plan was formulated, the plan would have been fun. I mean, you know, who knows where we would have been right now? All of a sudden, I see just ding on the car, and I'm like, it was okay. The gas going down to basically, you know, you got to fill up the car with gas.
There are so many loopholes in this story. It's not even funny.
I'm telling
you. Sitting in a line that is not moving. How about this? Turn the car off. How about that? You ever think about that one when you're sitting in that line for 2 hours and you see the gas dribbling out? Turn the car off.
Thought about that.
Roll down the windows.
Thought
about
it.
Turn the car off. Call up somebody. Call up Richie.
To what?
Call
bring me Kevin. Gas?
We were coming there anyways to bring a broadcast unit.
You would have brought you me think, gas.
Yes. There are so many things that could have been done in this situation. We had a plan. We had just talked on the phone. We were going to bring you a broadcast unit from the car.
Yeah.
We agreed upon it. We said, we'll check in at 1 o'clock.
The gas to me was like,
at about 12:15, I guess I didn't. The broadcast unit.
And gas?
And a tank of gas. Yeah.
All right. I guess you're right.
Listen,
it's not really
my fault that you texted me with the Cardinals down 7 on the final drive of the game. Down 7. And you said in and out bet. And I accepted immediately because that was just statistically speaking, like the smartest thing I could have ever done and the dumbest thing you could have ever done. I was sweating. I'm not going to lie because I didn't want to be sitting in that line.
There
all
were
night.
Some interesting texts going back and forth as the Cardinals were moving the ball down the field.
I was nervous about it because I didn't want to be you, but I wasn't you and I didn't have to be you.
That's a classic line.
So now that you have just decided that the integrity of our bets no longer mean anything.
Wow.
And you've decided to just jump out of line without asking for anybody to help.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know how to handle this situation. I don't even know what to do.
Oh, come on. I'll get you your
There has to be
Alex.
Consequences to
I'll
this.
Get you your in. Do you want to not? I mean, I was going to try next week to try to do it. I mean, it's going. You realize no matter when I go, whatever day I go, whatever I do, it's going to be horrible.
No, that was the whole idea was that you had to sit through
already,
opening day line.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Dude, I was there for more than 2 hours.
Yeah, you had 10 more to go.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, and then here's what happened. Here's why I had to sort of, why I made the decision when I did.
Why didn't you just turn the car off?
Yeah, I mean, I could have done that, but I really thought turning it on and turning it off, I would have run out of gas at some point. And I got to be honest with you, you're right on that. I did not think of Kevin coming down with a gas can to put gas in my car like I'm in NASCAR or something.
Yeah.
I actually did not think of that.
Yeah.
I thought that would be way too much to ask of anybody that works here to do that for me.
Wait, we were going to be coming there anyways.
Well, we hadn't really hashed out.
You're right, but the whole plan was that we would reconvene at 1 o'clock and we would come up with the plan.
Yeah, and all.
So
honestly,
what happened to the 1 o'clock?
Well, I had not moved in a good hour and change.
Mm.
I mean, got to the parking lot area, got to the staging point, creeping along.
Extreme lack of integrity.
And then just didn't move. There were some comical moments, though. I mean, the people in front of me actually got out of their truck, went to Chick-fil-A to get Chick-fil-A to come back and sit in their truck.
Why didn't you just buy a flight to Vegas, pick up In-N-Out, come on back? It's only 90 minutes. Someone on the text line pointed it out.
Yeah, I guess I could have done that, too. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could get In-N-Out faster in a different state than waiting in line in Aurora.
Oh, man.
What is going on in Colorado Springs?
I don't even know how to handle this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this.
I'm sorry.
You didn't even pick up the phone and, like ask. Like,
well,
hey.
Here's what happened. So I'm out of gas, and I do have to go a little bit, but I had the bottle ready. And by the way, that would have been the only move. There wasn't another convenient. Well, I guess I could have walked over to another fast food restaurant, I suppose, and just left the car there.
Right.
All the options were bad. And a car to my right, you know, they had had enough. And they, because I'm looking at this car like, how am I going to get past them? Well, then they moved out. They found a way to wedge themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is me following Dalton Risner. and I just, you know, went to the right, and I had to go. I just went.
Well, listen.
And I called it a day, but it was over 2 hours. Now, listen.
Apparently, you can coach special teams in the NFL, but you can't figure out how to bring enough gas to in and out.
I'll give you this. If you want to talk about bad game management, you got me. I have no defense on that. I mean, this is how stupid I am, I guess. I really thought the most I would have to wait in line would be about an hour. How about that?
Well, that was just dumb.
So dumb. So dumb. I mean, one of the dumbest things of all time. So I was unprepared. I really was like the Denver Broncos and Coach Fangio and Coach McMahon. I was unprepared. I didn't have the tools at my element. And then I made bad calls when I had to make big decisions.
Well,
I should have got there at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was no big deal. I was up really early today. I could have easily been there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
How are you going to make this right?
Well, I'll get you your in and out next week.
That doesn't really...
Do you not want it? Hey, if you don't want it, I'm doing it.
No, I'll take the in-and-out.
I was going to get in and out for...
satisfy the bed at this point.
Oh, well, then forget it. Then I won't bother.
All right.
If you don't want it...
No integrity.
Listen... You lost the lobster roll bet. Yeah. You brought it in on Thursday. We were all fine with that.
There was no timeline attached to it.
There was no timeline attached to this aside from the intent. And I tried.
Hold on. Are you going to look me in the eyes and say that the idea of this bet was not to have a sit in line on opening
Of course.
Night?
And that's exactly what I did. I mean, dude, it's a 12-hour wait right now. There are people in line creating a 12-hour wait.
That's why I was sweating this one. Why did you make this bet?
Oh, I thought it'd be fun, and I told you. I didn't think I'd be in line longer than an hour. I swear to God. I swear to God, I did not think I'd be in line. An hour? An hour to me would be epic. An hour in line is epic to me.
Well, listen, I'm going to be
epic.
A pro. I'm going to be a pro today. I'm going to bounce back. And sometimes you got teammates and you got to work with them even when you're upset. And you got to go out there and you got to win a game. And that's what I got to do today. I got to work with you. I got to be a teammate. And I got to try to work together to put on a good show. I will be a pro. But just know that inside of me, I'm highly upset.
I get it. But
your integrity has been exposed.
So wait, what should I have done? Called you guys and just told you what the deal was?
Well, at the very least, you should have called and asked for permission to leave. Had you called and just been like, hey, listen, this is out of control. Are you guys okay if I get this another day?
Wow.
But instead, I learned on Twitter.
Hey, you got it. There's not a lot. I don't have a lot of defense here. I'm a little defenseless and, you know, relentless.
I want my lobster roll back.
Well, that's... I know where that is. That's not coming back. Do you want me to pay this off next week or not?
Of course I want the in and out.
Let me tell you, this is not going to be easy.
But I think that this qualifies at least two runs of in and out now.
Wow.
I think you have to double the payment.
All right, that's fine. I'll give you that.
All right, I accept.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I don't even know how I'm going to do that. I mean, even one time.
I promise you the lines next week are
right,
still going to be ridiculous.
Right, it's still going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's going to be stupid. Schools are more or less shut down.
And you know
people
who's,
are working
you know who's
from people.
The most
people
today?
People have time on their hands.
You want to know who's hurting the most today? It's not me. It's my poor kids and my wife who were promised in and out.
You want to throw that in there?
Yeah, sure.
Does everybody like the fact Tyler was putting in orders for his family?
Yeah, I offered to compensate you. I told you
that's
I was going to pay you back.
That's not a big deal. Who cares about that? That's not a big deal.
But my kids are heartbroken today because they were promised in and out, and Uncle D-back doesn't come through.
Well, sorry, kids, but let's ballpark this for a second. Uncle D-Mac picks the food up even if I was lucky. I was lucky. After a five-hour wait, Uncle D-Mac picks up the food at 2:15.
Yeah.
Well, what time exactly are those kids eating those animal fries?
2:15.
Oh, they were going to be here?
Yeah.
They were going to
My
come here.
My wife was coming here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel a little bad on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Call her up and say sorry.
I'm sorry, Liz.
Yeah.
How did they take it?
Not well. My wife is very upset. Actually, to be honest, I'm going to be totally honest. This morning, she said, hey, tell D-Max he doesn't have to get us any food because I feel bad. I was like, why? He has to go there anyway.
I had no problem
with that. Why would he not get you food? He has to sit in the line. She's like, I just feel bad. Like, it wasn't having nothing to do with us.
I didn't care.
Don't feel bad for D-Max. He made this bet.
I had a dude who said, I've got COVID. I can't leave the house. I'll pay you $100 just to bring me back a double bubble. I'm like, I'm done. It's not D-Max Dash.
Oh.
All right, I see the text line. Zzz, you know, D-Mac, you should get In-N-Out. Should get you In-N-Out and a lobster roll.
I agree. Yeah,
I put the bet on because I just thought it would be fun. And you know, watching that game, that was a great game last night. That was fun to watch. And man, I don't blame you for being nervous. I really thought they would at least score the touchdown.
It was looking dangerously close.
To the degree that you sent me a text saying, do you think they'll go for two?
I did.
So even you thought, because look how easily they were moving that ball down the field. So good for the Seahawks, and they got the sack on 4th and 10, and it just felt like it was going to happen.
That was an impressive drive. Kyler Murray, he can move yardage very quickly.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly. Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins had that big play. It felt like they were rolling. Yeah. I didn't know how they were going to stop him.
All right. Let me update you on Drew Lock real fast. And listen, I'm open for, if you want to hammer, if you want to, I'll try to, you know.
If we talk about it again, I'm going to get all flustered. I mean, now we got to let it go. It's just got to go. And it's on you at this point to figure out how to make it right.
I don't even know how it's going to happen next week.
Well, it's on you to figure out how to make it right.
I'm going to have to show up. Seriously. I think the only way to do it is to show up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
and just that's it. That'll be my strategy.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know what else to do on that one. All right. Big fan, Joe, about Drew Lock. Here we go.
Yes.
Okay. What? That's it?
Yeah, we're going to practice Drew today again. We'll give Brett some reps, but see exactly where Drew is so we can make a good decision, you know, hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow as to who would be the starter and go from there.
And then the question, will Lock be listed as questionable?
Yes.
All right. What do you think?
Drew Lock's starting. Drew Lock's playing in this game. You know, if Drew Lock's going to take the majority of the reps today, that would be a very strong indicator that Drew Lock is going to be starting in this game. You're not going to give him the majority of the reps on a Friday. You think Brett Rippon could use the majority of the reps if he was going to play? Of course he could. Drew Lock is going to be playing. I checked in with a few different birdies today, and everything I understand, Drew Lock should be playing in this game.
Okay. I think so, too. Here, more fans, Joe.
Yeah, throwing and operating without showing any effects of the injury. And then also, you know, when he comes in the following day, how he feels. You know, to me, that's the big thing there. Is he throwing it accurately? Is he throwing it on time? Is his motion altered at all? Anything like that.
Well, Jerry Jeudy was on after practice, and he said everything looked cool, so... I don't know, man. I don't really believe it, but every report is that everything's fine and he's good and this, that, and the other thing. So, okay.
Well,
all right.
It's my understanding that the injury that he has is nothing that is going to be putting himself at further risk of getting hurt by going out there and playing football. And that's kind of always been the golden rule. Are you putting yourself at further risk? If you are, then you can't go out there. You don't play. But if you've got an injury that is a bruise, it's swelling, it's something that isn't related to a ligament, whatever it might be, then you play football. So it's my understanding that this injury is not significant enough that should require him missing any games. And so it is my expectation that he plays this weekend.
Yeah, me too. Oh, man. I'm nervous. I'm more nervous about this one than anything else this season.
What are you so nervous about?
Oh, I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be bad. This team, this Dolphins team, has a really one of the most interesting defenses you're going to see all year. And you didn't have a full week of preparation and you hadn't been playing all that well anyway. And I mean, unless Pat Shurmur unless they do run the ball 40 times. Maybe they will. Maybe that's what they'll do. I don't know.
According to the stats, there are 16 NFL teams that are better at defense than the Miami Dolphins. So, I all this talk about this defense, they do cause chaos, and they do bring up a lot of guys to the line of scrimmage. They cover, they run cover zero blitz, and they try to confuse a young quarterback. But this defense does bend a lot.
Dude,
they're terrible defending the rush. They give up 128 yards per game. They're 19th in passing. This is not the end-all, be-all defense in the NFL.
I get it, but we got smoked by Atlanta and the Raiders, and they're like terrible defenses.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's horrible.
That's fair.
And they looked all world. All right, well, we'll hash it out. It's a fire up Friday.
Someone go sit in line for D-Mac.
Yeah, I'm getting roasted. Deservedly so on the text line. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do?
Ran out of gas.
D-Mac, I did document that. There's no way for me to fake that. D-Mac failed on every level. D-Mac, there is no try. You either do or don't. People are talking about like the burgers and all that. Listen, that's not it. It's the event. It's the happening of the thing.
Right.
I've been to In-N-Out dozens of times. I really thought In-N-Out, that was terrible game management.
12 hours.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what is worse. The way I managed that situation today, or Vic Fangio holding on to timeouts. I mean, all right, in the water cooler, we got info about Nolan Arenado you'll want to hear, and a big twist with the Saints that will impact their game, I guess, against the Broncos. That's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
Hey, I'm going to call a quick audible here, Tyler. I got a fun one, I think, for you. And we'll get to the Nolan and the Saints stuff. But Chuck, you're on the fan. What do you got to say, Chuck?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to call real quick and just say, I don't know if you guys are seeing what's going on, man, but we got a phenom in our state, a kid, Leslie Richardson III, quarterback out of Smoky Hill High School. And last night, 8 touchdown passes, yep. 650 yards passing. He has moved from the Metro 10 to the Centennial League with Cherry Creek and all the big dogs in the state, still the number one passer in the state. I wanted to shout him out, and I wanted to ask my man Tyler, what's up, man? Can CU or CSU or somebody show this dude some love?
Ah, there you go, Chuck. Well, you know my love for Smoky Hill, Chuck, so I appreciate the call. And I got to know Leslie and his dad a little bit, Tyler. This is a really talented kid. He had 8 touchdown passes against Fossil Ridge, and believe it or not, that's not even a state record, but over 650 passing yards in one game, which even for a high school game or whatever, that
is impressive. Yeah.
That is extraordinary, and he's got a receiver. His name is Anthony Harris Jr., who is an unbelievable basketball player, 6'5", never really played football. But when you see really talented basketball players, Tyler, play football, it is jaw-dropping. I mean, to find somebody 6'5", who can jump through the roof, never mind having a great quarterback. And we will see with CU and CSU and where Leslie ends up going, but that was a fun call. That's cool. High schools, well, they have like state playoffs or something, but in general, most of the high school stuff that's a wrap. You know, that's done for teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Sounds like quite the athlete, man.
Yeah. Leslie's great, and so is Anthony, and congratulations to them. All right. The New Orleans Saints, how surprised are you that it's not going to be Jameis Winston? It's going to be Taysom Hill. And Drew Brees is on the IR now, so he's definitely out for the Broncos games. What about this? Taysom Hill, not Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I am surprised for sure. Well, I should say I'm caught off guard. I don't know why I should be surprised, why any of us should be surprised. Look, Sean Payton definitely loves Taysom Hill. He's done a lot of good things for that organization. And, you know, for Sean to turn to Taysom Hill at this point probably should not be overly surprising outside of the fact that Taysom has like 20 attempts in his entire career passing the ball. So, you know, he hasn't really been a quarterback, so I would not expect a traditional offense, but it should be fun to watch. I would expect a very Cam Newton type of offense, a very Tim Tebow type of offense, and I would expect them to try to run the ball as many times as they possibly can, have some play action, some dinks and dunks.
Yeah,
it is interesting, though.
I was shocked.
I was looking forward to watching Jameis Winston.
Me too.
Because, you know, of all the available free agents, Jameis Winston is going to be the best of the bunch, and so I would love to see Jameis Winston get a legitimate crack at this over the next few games, and hopefully, you know, get a nice little tryout for the NFL and maybe even for the Denver Broncos.
I didn't see it coming. I wonder why. I really do wonder why. To me, there's got to be something here about It's got to be something about Winston.
I mean, it's not that hard. Sean Payton's terrified of Jameis Winston turning the ball over and putting them in a position to fail.
But don't you think that'd be a pretty easy offense to stop, though, with Taysom Hill? I mean, you would just kind of load it up like you would with Tebow. You just you dare him to throw, wouldn't you?
Well, if you stop him on first down, you'll have success. If you don't, you're going to be behind the eight ball all day long. So when you play a run-first team with a run-first quarterback, it's all about what happens on first down. Mm. If you can get them to stay at first and 10, first and 9, first and 8, somewhere in that range, well, you're in good shape because you've got them behind the eight ball. But if you let them get 4 or 5 yards every single time, man, they'll have a lot of success.
All right. I mean, to me, Taysom Hill has, you know, is a tough dude, will run through things, all that. But, hey, listen, there's other tough guys that play defense. If you know what's coming, you know, to me, with Taysom Hill, it's always been kind of the unexpected. But when you know it's happening, boy, they really, I don't know what Winston did. Maybe he just had a terrible week of practice or something that you know, said that we can't go in this direction.
I bet it's just more about what Taysom Hill has done more than what did Jameis Winston do. Taysom Hill's done a lot of successful things for the Saints, and he's been a spark plug for a few years now. So,
right.
You know, he's been looking for this opportunity, by the way. Taysom Hill has been dying to play quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's been looking
for this opportunity for a while.
Keep your eyes on it, because we'll see it in person in 2 weeks. Nolan Arenado. Jim Bowden of MLB. What's that?
I was just going to say real quick. Yeah. I've looked it up. Taysom is 10 for 18 on his career on passing the ball. 10 for 18.
And he's your starting quarterback over Jameis Winston. Oh, my God. Listen to this chit-chat about Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado will be a Dodger by Christmas.
Do not trade this year, Christmas?
Look, I spoke to the Dodgers. They are obsessed with getting a right-handed bat.
Listen, I might be willing to bet.
Preferably a third baseman, and they have been engaged with Jeff Breidich and
the
Rockies.
I might be willing to bet the buffet on this one, actually.
Hunter, let him expand on this. I'm going to tweet the hell out of it.
Arenado is planning on opting out of his contract with the Rockies in a year. And Trevor Story is a free agent in a year. And the Rockies have serious financial issues after the pandemic. And the trade talks between the Rockies and Dodgers are real.
How about that?
Interesting. I mean, it hurts because it's the Dodgers. And, of course, you don't want to deal them to the Dodgers of all people. You don't want to send them there. But you know what? We should trade them. We should.
I agree.
Come on.
Yeah,
let's get ahead of the game here. He's not going to be the difference maker for this franchise,
and
as good as he is.
You're only going to have a couple teams in the league that are going to be willing to take on his salary, and then they'll have to deal with it. So you're not even probably going to get that much value.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you're literally going to get nothing if you hold on to him, and you're going to have to make a decision on Trevor Story. It's done.
If it comes at the expense of making the rich richer, then so be it. We need to reset, and we need to get everything we can out of him, because it's not going to work. It's just, we're not going to win a championship with Nolan Arenado. So get the value while you can and be smart.
How are things at Broncos practice? We'll check in with our Broncos insider from 9 News, Mike Kliss, next.
Here's the drive.
Our guy, Mike Kliss from 9 News, Broncos Insider, joins the show courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Hey, Kliss, I was in that line at in and out. I was in the line for like two hours. 2 hours!
Maybe five.
Then I bailed.
You bailed at 2 hours?
I did, yeah.
Mm. Holy moly.
Can I tell you why? I was about to run out of gas.
Oh.
That is not a joke. I was about to run out of gas. And we have brainstormed a lot of other solutions to that, which I feel kind of stupid right now. But I see you tweeted. And have you ever been there? You ever been in and out?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
California, yeah. Arizona. Yeah, yeah. That's a must. When we go to San Francisco, that's some people go to the Fisherman's Wharf for a nice piece of fish. And
right.
But the Nine News crew led by Brian Olson is all about In-N-Out.
You would go, wait, hold on. You would go to In-N-Out rather than get a nice piece of, fish at Fisherman's Wharf? That's,
yeah, well,
that's insanity.
Teach their own, man. Teach their own.
Lord almighty. All right, Cliss, give us the deal. We got some, before we get to Drew Locke, do we have some injuries going on today that weren't apparent yesterday?
Yeah, they happened today at practice. Graham Glasgow, early we saw him soon after stretch. They were doing a little offensive line, and he was with the trainer rather early in that, you know, those offensive line drills that they do.
Yep.
And a calf injury, and from what I understand, he's questionable on the side of not playing Sunday. You know, the whole fact that, you know, I don't know how bad the calf is, but it's a Friday. And those are tough times to get an injury. So
okay,
looks like Austin Schlotman might be up. And then Deshaun Williams had an ankle injury today. I'm not sure how severe, but again, questionable. And
wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play on Sunday either. So
is Shelby Harris playing or not?
No, he, you know, I know I saw his tweet, too, that where he said, I'm back.
Yeah.
And I said, Shelby, what's going on? He said, no, I'm talking about my Twitter account. It was hacked.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was pushing back happy hour here. No, Shelby is not back. I think he's supposed to be cleared from COVID tomorrow, if all goes well, and he tests negative tomorrow. But then the protocol is he has to go through 3 days of conditioning.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be back till, you know, till they're ready to practice next week.
Well, what's the story with Drew Locke?
I think he's playing. You know, I had kind of heard all week he was going to play just because, you know, the injury guys, I sometimes I wonder if Drew Locke threw four touchdowns instead of four interceptions last week, if this would have been a big deal.
Wow. Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I think it's sore, but my gosh.
It's not an injury, it just hurts.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what these guys play with? I'm just, there's nothing structurally wrong. You know, there's nothing torn. There's nothing broken. His side is sore. And, you know, the last 2 days I watched him, and I know I'm not DMAC when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks in practice.
I gave you credit on that. Hold on a second. It was funny that we were standing next to each other and we had a different take on it. But I came back on Twitter and gave you full credit that you watch way more than I do.
Oh, you did? I didn't see that.
I did.
You spent 4 hours on our show saying that you were wrong.
I did say he was wrong, but I saw a guy. All right, you said he was zipping it in and all that stuff, and all right.
I mean, it's against air. I mean, I don't think Drew Locke's issue is how he throws against air. I think it's how he throws when there's 11 other guys, you know, five of them running at him or three or four running at him. And, you know, there's all these other guys running around in chaos. And his decision-making in those moments is the issue with Drew Locke. But I think he's going to play. He is on track to play. Yesterday, what I was told, while they split the reps, Drew Locke took most of the red zone reps. And Tyler, does that generally means he's the guy, right? I would say it's 80% chance that Locke plays. I give a little bit of cushion there for Vic Fangio's beautiful mind to consider things a little while longer, and we'll find out tomorrow. But I would be, at this point, I'd be surprised if Drew Locke does not start on Sunday.
All right, Mike. Oh, you're having fun. All right. You got anything else for us going on?
He's zipping a fastball there, D-Mac.
That's what you said. That's what you said. You said some other stuff, yeah, though, too, man. You said some other stuff.
He was moving. He was doing a little shuffle drill.
You said some stuff between the lines that we have to parse out coming up in a little bit. We don't have enough time to do it right now, but I know what you were saying. I know, and I know Tyler's been hearing some things, too, so... A story's being created, and we'll, I'll get to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you know where I'm going.
Drew Locke, I think, though, if Drew Locke starting, if I were him, I wouldn't throw an interception in the first quarter.
Let's hope.
Thank you, Mike. We got to run. Mike Kliss, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. I know you heard the same exact thing I heard. I know you did. And we got to unpack it. We'll do so. Football 4 next.